This is the Teachable Soul Podcast. Because we cannot possibly live long enough to make all the mistakes ourselves, let's take a few moments to learn from the mistakes of others. The Teachable Soul Podcast, where guests and listeners like you share stories of failure and teachable moments on the journey to success. Here's your host, Kat Daniels.
Welcome to the Teachable Soul. I am your host, Kat Daniels, and today with me, I have the pleasure of interviewing Miss CC Hart, which, by the way, I love your name. Just that by itself makes me want to interview you, honestly. But she is here to be interviewed, of course, but also, do you just want to go into a little bit about what you would like to talk about today first?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
We've had some fun, you know, in the background already, so right. I'm excited for this.
Me too, I know. Yes.
So I can't tell you what we're going to talk about because it's a secret. No, I'm just joking. But it sounds like we're going to talk about all kinds of different fun things. So from my perspective, I'm a health and wellness coordinator for a really cool tech startup that I would love to talk to you guys about because it really empowers every single individual on this planet to be part of it. And it really just defies all the norms of the old systems and tries to take everyone's passion, everyone's interest, everyone's skill set into this new paradigm shift so that people are feeling empowered, healthy, well, and that we can actually do something powerful in this world. And so that whole project that I'm part of is centered around regenerating the planet, which is really big deal right now. And so at the time that we are having this conversation, we're still in lockdown for COVID. And in my perspective, in my life, I'm seeing more awareness concerning the environment. And that might be because of my role. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, the other day I saw sunset and the sky was so clear. And so these kind of changes that are showing up across the world in different ways, I believe, are really kickstarting people to take notice and demand changes in the world. So that's kind of what I want to get into.
I would love to. Yes. Since COVID, you know, people started talking about like fish being in the water, you know, again in Italy, where there used to be like full of boats and people. And I'm genuinely excited. Like if there could ever be one great thing that comes out of this, I think it would be that we're being more conscientious about the environment, because seeing the environment thrive without us, you know, like doing things to it, I think is impactful all by itself. You know, we tend to be visual beings anyways. So I think that being able to actually see the environment around us thrive when we're stuck inside, you know, so to speak, I think is, I'm excited for it because I love trees and birds and I love all the things. And I think that they're just as important to our livelihood as we are to theirs to an extent, but they don't, you know, the difference is they don't interfere with our living. We kind of interfere with theirs. So you were saying before that you do work for a company in Indonesia. You're in Bali, right?
I'm in Bali, the company, and I really stray away from calling it a company because it's really genuinely a movement or a project. It's this big thing happening, but it's global. So it's not location dependent. It's just that some of the members that are working on it are in Bali.
Yeah, which I love that. We were talking before this a little bit. I'm a military spouse, so I don't think that any company at this day and age, no company should be strictly like set in one place unless you have like a brick and mortar store or something to that effect. But beyond that, any other company, IT companies, like we can work anywhere. And I just hate that some companies are still forcing people or forcing their own company and limiting themselves in my mind to, you know, oh, we can only have people who work local to us when you don't have to. So what is this movement called?
It's called Seeds.
Okay.
And so I'm trying to simplify it because it's so large and beautiful in many capacities, but in part it's an app. And so we have an app for it that's called the Passport. And the idea is quite fun. You know, you have this passport to a new civilization, we say, a new civilization with a new form of currency. So, you know, some masterminds behind this have created a digital coin that can be spent in the same way that any other currency can, but exchanging it and using it, you're actually supporting the regeneration of the planet through different ways. And so I think it's really fascinating on that scale, because we're all spending money all the time. And unfortunately, we're rewarding systems that are negatively impacting us. And so, you know, the current financial systems are subsidizing and rewarding big players, but not necessarily, you know, the little guy. It's like the people that are out there with all their heart and the people that are showing up every day alive on this world and paying their taxes and being involved, but not necessarily having a voice. And so Seeds really aims to change that and give people an active say in changing all of that system up. And so I think COVID has been a very tremendous point in change for people to see that we do need new systems in place that are empowering other people. And like you said, Kat, to be location independent. That's crazy to me that you brought it up, because you know, when you're so used to something that you maybe forget how it is otherwise. I see so many people around the world that are working from their laptops that sometimes I forget that companies would be that way, and they would require you to be in such a locational geographical position to them. That blows my mind with the capacity that we have now. That's not necessary. So all this stuff is being brought into the table by all the different minds coming on. Say even somebody listening to this right now and they think this sounds fantastic, I want to be part of it. You know, you could be part of it tomorrow. And that's what's so different and decentralized and open about this, is that we're just trying to be really inclusive and give people a chance to have a say in their life.
Yeah, which I am all about. I love that you say all of that, because that's, you know, a goal of mine that I have, to help other people be able to do that as well, to have, you know, independence and freedom, because those two things are highly important to me personally. And I think are probably important to many, many other people, if not most people. So that sounds great. So why do they call it Seeds?
Well, it's an acronym, and it's for sowing economic and environmental, I forget what the D, decentralized societies. Boom, there we go. So that's why it's called Seeds. And more of it is because when you plant a seed, it grows into this beautiful life form, right? And so the same idea was for Seeds, is that we would plant it, and it would grow, and, you know, hopefully people will come and nourish it and water it and, you know, give love to it. And that's the whole, you know, kind of idea behind it. So all of the wording, which is really fun. My role title is Community Catalyzer. And so we've tried to take away all these weird products of our regular systems and move them out. And so a lot of the language in Seeds is about society and about seeds. And so, you know, there's the currency is called Seeds, and it's just kind of really fun that way. So it, you know, it takes off all the weird pressure and seriousness that's gotten us into all this stagnation and rules and everybody being sad.
Right, for sure. So this is a currency. So is this similar to Bitcoin, or is this different? I mean, obviously it's different a little bit, because you guys do other things with it than just use it as currency.
Right. So it is different than Bitcoin, but because most people are familiar with Bitcoin, so Bitcoin is a type of cryptocurrency, and cryptocurrency is a digital coin. So it's created digitally. And so we're just a different type. So there's so many different types of coins that have come out. Bitcoin was the first one that gained mass popularity, but Bitcoin is also totally different in how it's created. And so Bitcoin is actually mined. So you have a big concentration of wealth in very few people, and you have all these Bitcoin billionaires. But Seeds has been designed by brilliant minds to be different in how it works. And it works, instead of making you rich by, you know, getting in early, it doesn't work like that. It works in the same way as a national currency, in the same way a US dollar would work. So it's different that way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I think it does. So I quickly Googled it to find a little bit more information, because I had, you know, you and I don't think had any idea what we were going to talk about today when we came on. So this is so incredibly interesting to me. Obviously, I know you know that. But so I see something here that says Seeds, a new currency rewarding good deeds. So what does that mean?
So that's the really fun part that I was saying, how our normal currency, we spend money, there's taxes on spending that money, there's fees on spending that money, and that money goes where? Well, we don't really know, and we don't have a say in it. But what Seeds does is, for all of that interaction, all of the money being generated, it goes into the community. And so the community gets more of a say in what happens. And so I'm trying very hard to simplify this, because it's a like I said, it's a huge movement, but there's a governance section of it where, you know, people, so we call them community members or citizens or residents or visitors, whatever status you might have when you're entering into the app, you move through it just like you would a civilization. When you show up, you can vote on different things going on. So there's good deeds that are being popped up there. And so if you do a good deed, you can ask for a grant for that good deed. And if the community thinks that it would be something that they want to support, then they do. And then you get that funding to create that project. So one example that we had come up was to plant, I forget how many trees, but a lot of trees. And so they needed the money to buy the trees, and they had their whole action plan that they put up there, and then it gets voted on. And so the community says, yes, we want to support this or no. And if they say yes, then the money gets allotted to them, and then it goes forward. So it's really cool that way.
So it's really kind of like a whole online, not just a community, but almost like a town or a state or a country.
Yeah, it is. It's a civilization. Exactly. That's why you get your passport when you sign up for the app.
Wow. This is so cool. So does it, and it doesn't matter where you want to do this good deed. It's just the people in the app decide whether or not this is, you know, worthwhile. And then you apply for the grant basically by putting it on the application, and then they vote, kind of like, it almost also reminds me of like Kickstarter, where you can raise funds to do things that you want to do.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. I mean, there's a budget at any given time that, you know, it has to fall into those parameters, and your proposal is reasonable as it is, will give you higher chances of succeeding. So there was a proposal recently that went up that I actually would have thought would have gotten passed by the community, mm-hmm. but it actually was rejected. And there's many factors to look at why, but in the end, I think it was more political than anything. So, you know, we can't say, even the people that have been working on this for a long time, like, we don't have say or control over it. And that's really interesting for the ego, because you would think that you would have more authority being here the longest, this tenure or whatever, but it's not that way. And it's set up in such a way that nobody can overpower others, because it's not top down. And it's quite beautiful to watch people change and react to that and know that they can be empowered so long as they feel that power within themselves. And one of the most fun parts of my role is that if I think that they're not being, you know, as powerful as they could be, and by powerful, I don't mean dominant or, you know, our regular structure, but I just mean flowing in their own power. And so if I see that someone is not showing up passionately, or maybe they look like they're not as energized or excited anymore, then I get to work with them and activate what's going on for them and getting them back on board if they want. So far there hasn't been anybody that has not wanted to, but, you know, get them back on board and maybe switch up their role or whatever whatever's happening for them.
Oh my gosh, which is so huge for like companies or corporations or anybody, because that's something that most often, or traditionally rather, culture within the company is not healthy a lot of times. And so they'll discard employees basically for being distracted or dealing with things in their life that are going on. So that would be a huge thing for like mental health and things like that, which I know you're, you know, the health community advisor. What did you call it again? I'm sorry.
It's okay. Community catalyzer.
Catalyzer. Thank you. That's the word I can't think of. I'm like, community something that starts with a C.
but it's so true. And it's so game changing, because there have been points where, you know, in a regular traditional system, somebody might have been fired for not completing their role as accountability state on, you know, a role description, a job description. But that's what I think is really interesting is, so for example, we just had this situation where someone was, you know, under par. They were suddenly not completing their task list. They were falling out of communication with the rest of the team. And that's where I get to come in, which is so fun for me because, you know, I think that humans have so much potential and sometimes we just have stuff going on. And I love being able to help people work through that. And so when I was able to speak to, you know, this person and figure out what was going on, they were acting in their role that they felt that they had the skills for, but not the passion for.
Right.
And that's what's crazy, like game changing about seeds is you don't have to have the skills. You have to have the passion. And if you have the skills and not the passion, then that's not what we want. So it's actually opposite. So it's really fun to be able to have people that are exploring new areas in which they have always wanted to dive into, but maybe their background, their education or whatever has kept them away from. So it's been very interesting to see all of the changes happening for people on an extreme transformational level. And we do transformational workshops and retreats, and that we have all these plans coming up to really activate that and really be a totally different system that is people are going to be really excited about.
Wow. So I feel the need to at least discuss a part of this that I feel like. So my husband and I, and literally anyone here in the United States that I speak with, have conversations about basically living in a world like that, right? Well, my father, who's no longer with us, God rest his soul, but he would say to me, that sounds like socialism, right? which is a word here in the United States that a lot of people, I think it strikes fear into them. And my rebuttal generally is always because my dad would always say, well, money corrupts. And so therefore you can't ever have a truly working socialist circle in any way, shape or form because of corruption, basically. And I'm like, cool. But if we all evolved to a point where corruption was not an issue, socialism could work, right? And my dad would be like, yes, if that were ever a thing, that could work, possibly. My husband will not relent to that argument whatsoever. I don't know why, but I'm just a little bit excited at the notion that there could be a time where corruption is not a thing and socialism could work. So is that who came up with this? Where did you guys, when did it start? Where did it start? How did this happen?
Well, I think everybody that is involved would say it happened beyond us all. It was something that wanted to be made. And so it's been a collective genius coming together, everybody with their own pieces, putting this puzzle together, and it's constantly evolving to the point where I can't even keep up with it. So I don't think we can use the S word, but there's a lot of game changing, you know, quite unorthodox thinking and newness coming in from this. And so even myself, I feel like I'm quite an open person. I've traveled a lot and been able to expand my mind a lot. And sometimes I get stuck in my old thinking, well, how could this possibly work? But the really fantastic part about that is that there's a huge community that are working together to figure that out. So anything that comes up, let's, you know, if there was corruption, because that's something that you have to consider when you're working with a wallet as in, you know, a place to hold your digital coin, that there could be corruption and therefore there could be attempts at thieving that currency. And so there's a whole group of people that are, you know, working from that angle and collectively collaborating instead of this idea of competition, which is fantastic. I mean, we have over 160 partnerships right now of different ideas that in some capacity or another have something along the lines of what we're doing. And everybody's working together, gifting each other, you know, different transcripts and white papers and ideas and I don't know, floor plans. I don't know. And everybody's working together on just making this successful. So that's like very positive and uplifting to see in effect. And if any problem comes up, because sometimes, you know, certain snags come up, there's not just one person that is responsible for it. You know, we work in a different situation where everybody has this opportunity to have a say if they want to. And so I think it's fantastic to see. And so far it's been going really well. I think that it will be a really big change to the world. And so that's my hope. And I love the fact that there's a huge emphasis on regenerating the environment. And then that's kind of what's propelling all of this. So maybe Mother Nature is looking out for the project to be successful.
Right. So just all of this, like, I want to clean the ocean. I want to plant trees. I want to do all the things.
Just get on the app.
Right? I'm going to, don't worry. Well, I'm there. So you guys use the seeds as the currency to be able to fund these projects. And did the company start in Indonesia? And how many employees do you have? Where are they located? So many questions.
No, it didn't start necessarily in Indonesia. It just started online, and there's people everywhere. And I can't even tell you how many quote employees we have, because it grows constantly. And everybody that is coming on board, how it works is also extremely game changing. Is you propose your role. So you create your own role and then you propose it. And we have a decentralized contract that's online. And so you create your profile, you kind of make your own little resume, whatever your role title would be. You tell the community why you have the skills for that, why you have the passion for that, what you're proposing, how much time you can offer, and what your expected salary is. And you put it up there. And in the same way as I was like very briefly mentioning the grants, it works the same way to get hired. And so it's so different to how all the other corporations are working. That's why I say I can't really call it a corporation or a business, because it's really not that. But it is incorporated in New Zealand, just for legalities.
Right, of course. No, I can't tell you how exciting that is to me. So I am a military spouse, as we discussed before, and it is so hard for me to find a job. But then it's also hard for me. Okay, I lie. It's not incredibly hard for me to find a job. It's incredibly hard for me to find a job that I want to work at and that will pay me what I need to afford the lifestyle, or any lifestyle for that matter, because any job that I can get, it barely pays anything. And childcare in the United States is incredibly expensive, no matter what your kid's age is. And we have two children. So it's currently, as a military spouse, it is financially more responsible for me to stay home with our kids than it is for me to try to go find a job that only pays me like $10 an hour that I don't want to be at anyways. So I have been trying to find a company or something that will, you know, look at my skills and my desires. And there are a lot of companies, even here in the United States, who talk about, you know, culture is important to us and yada, 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 but they still use the same system to hire people in that they used to. And I'm like, how are you going to tell me that culture is important to you if you're going to hire the same way that is, you know, eliminating so many talented people from your viewpoint, essentially, just because you use an automated system to do it?
That's so true.
Yeah. So all of what you're saying basically speaks to my heart. Really hardcore.
You know, that's the whole thing about this. That's what really lights my heart up too, is that's what I see time and time again. I mean, to be honest with you listeners, I'm not really even explaining this that well, because Kat and I didn't talk about this necessarily, but the whole vision of it is so inspiring to me, and how everything is set up for the people. So the tagline is "By the people, for the planet." It's collectively coming together with this common goal to do better for ourselves and for the planet and for the futures to come. And that is so profound to me, because, you know, for me, I've been married for a little bit over 6 years now, and all of my friends already have children. Mm-hmm. And they keep looking at me going, how come you guys don't have kids yet? Is there something wrong? And there is something wrong, to be honest. I'm terrified of the environmental state and the financial state that's going on in our planet. And so for me, and my involvement in this project has been really a push to make a change for the future so that I, you know, can feel better bringing life into this world, knowing that there's something created that's positive out there for them so that they won't have to go to those jobs. Like what you just told me broke my heart, to go and work a job that you don't even want to do, that's not even going to pay you enough for you to be there. That doesn't make any sense. And so I hope that seeds will be, you know, a fire starter, and that it will spread, and that more and more companies or projects or whatever will take the ideas from this and the strategies that all of the minds that have been creating this have come up with, and they'll start to adopt changes. And I really hope that that happens, especially in the wake of this virus, because now they can see that, you know, in order for their businesses to go on, they had to have people working from home. So there's really no need for people to have to go back into offices and, you know, live that lifestyle. Because, you know, for example, in the contract system that we have, if you get hired after you've submitted your role, if, you know, the community thinks that you'd be a good fit and that we have the funding that can allot to your role, because if someone just, you know, came in and said they wanted to be a clown and that they wanted to juggle at our events, I don't think we would have the budget for that particularly right now. But, you know, who knows? I'm not the only one in this. But if you do get passed and you get hired in, you have an opportunity of window to, you know, really show up and prove your value. But if you choose not to, then the community, your role expires. So that's what's really cool, is that your role is only existing for a limited window, so up to 3 months. And then at that point, you have to reapply again. So the community can always, you know, check in with you and see how they feel you're doing, which brings in a new accountability where it's not some honcho boss telling you, hey, you know, you're fired. It's, how are you showing up to the community, and how does the community see you? And, you know, have you earned your space in this place? Are you really supporting the movement? And I think that's also really cool, because you see people getting really passionate about wanting to make sure that they're, you know, the community sees them and that they're giving their passion and their heart to it.
Yeah, that's fantastic, which I'm sure brings in. So everyone has to reapply after 3 months. Do you have to do that every 3 months or just the first?
You do, but it's not necessarily every 3 months. 3 months is the maximum. So if you're doing something temporarily, you could do it for, it's, we actually do it by lunar cycles. So you could do it for one lunar cycle or two or three. And then, yeah, three is the maximum. Then it has to be reevaluated. And that's how we keep everything even, fair, and, you know, in positive momentum. And so even myself, I have multiple roles that I'm filling. And one of them got voted down recently because the community felt that it wasn't up to standard with my capacity. And so at first I was like really upset. I was like, rejected? Are you guys serious? And then, you know, then I saw the reasoning, and it's because they believed that there was more potential for me and that that didn't particularly showcase at all, which is so sweet and just changes the whole story of what you're doing with your life. Because you get, after the 3 months, you get to change what you're doing. You get to see what you've done and what you want to do and reevaluate your role. So maybe you were just monitoring social media before, but you realize that you really love making videos. So you just get to change your role and put it back up there. And it's, I think it's really, really interesting how it's all transitioning.
Which is so super inspiring, honestly, because we change, we learn new things. You know, I started this podcast so the first episode aired in February, but I was obviously doing interviews and things like that before. But I've learned so much in the past 3 months that I'm currently in the process of changing the way that I do the podcast. And it's been about that. It's been about 3 months. And so that's definitely something that I can see being extremely beneficial in a work environment, is basically changing your role to better suit the things that you've learned and where you're at now versus, you know, waiting a year to ask for a raise or a new position, you know, like we do here in the United States most often. That's awesome.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all game changing. And I think it should be like in a lot of these ways, a lot of different protocols that we're putting in from huge corporations and taking all these different methods and approaches, I think that they should be implemented into mainstream. I mean, why wouldn't that be the case? If the company is paying you however much salary per year, but your role that you originally got hired onto changed for whatever reason, then that doesn't make sense. Maybe they are losing money from that, or maybe they're paying too much money, but it doesn't make any sense. So I love that. I love activating human potential. And this is what Seeds is about, is that people are living organisms with brains and passion and heart and desires and feelings and, you know, creativity. And we need to help make that flourish in all of the capacity that we can, instead of putting people in a box and just, you know, rendering them unconscious and miserable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So as your role as the community catalyzer. I keep wanting to say like calibrator, or like there's a bunch of different words there. So as the community catalyzer, what is it that you do for Seeds? And I know that you speak to, you know, based on your previous story about speaking to other coworkers or community, what do you call them even? You have different names for that as well, right? They're not employees or coworkers.
Yeah, inside the app is different, and that's what I mentioned before, but I don't know that we really call each other anything now that you've brought it up. I can't think of it. I don't think we have a particular sentiment toward the people that we're working with. I guess often we call each other family because okay. It feels that way. But
yeah.
But awesome. No, I don't know. That's a good question. I'll have to bring that up. See, that's part of my role, is to bring something like that up. So thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely.
But right now, because my lunar phase just ended a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. So my new role that I'm implementing now is going to be targeting different conflicts and working through emotional psychological strategies to fix those. So I will still work with people when I'll be, you know, using my skills to energetically and intuitively and emotionally sense if there's a problem, but also I'll be, you know, going more active into the role and like looking for what's going on there. So before, it was kind of a little bit of a backward step, just you come to me if you need me, I'm kind of looking out for you. But now I'm going to fully jump into the different circles. And by circles, I mean, we have the different areas of the underworking, the business into categories. So there's a marketing circle and there's a like a tech circle. And so I'll be going into those circles, just kind of looking and seeing what they're doing, almost like an HR perspective, and then offering them workshops and strategies to bond with each other mm-hmm. and to really explore their passions further. So I'll be doing like communication workshops. I'll be doing different meditation and health seminars with them. And so just kind of being really fun and engaging with them more than I had the time to before. So I'm very excited to start rolling out those programs with them and getting them all engaged. Because what's really cool is that the each circle, because they work together, I guess if you were trying to compare it to a normal setting, it might be like a different department, but everybody's global. So you have to work, you know, on Zoom, and they're creating these real tight bonds where they're getting to know each other. And I want to even further that by making sure that everybody is communicating in positive ways, and that where, you know, there's no conflict, and that we're able to properly speak about our grievances or anything that might be coming up. Because, you know, how many times in a regular business setting are we afraid to speak our truth because we might get fired? And I want to turn that on its head and be like, if you don't speak your truth, then we can't operate in our maximum capacity. So tell us when there's something wrong, and then I'll go in there to, you know, mediate and kind of help ease it all out.
Right. Yeah, that's my mind is blown, Cece. This is fantastic. So why do you, just out of curiosity, go by moon phases?
Because it was a testament to the earth and nature, and how we're really trying to look at how the planet works and interact with, you know, it directly. And so that's kind of where it spawned. And it's also kind of, it's so beautiful to be watching. You become more aware of the moon cycle all of a sudden, right? Because you're trying to figure out when the new moon is so that you can go and check in on what everybody's doing. But I think, yeah, I would say it was an ode to Mother Earth.
That's awesome. I love that. All right. Well, I would love to continue just a relationship with you in general and talking with you. And I'm totally going to get on the app and spew all of my ideas onto it because I have so many that I think that would align with what you guys are doing.
Oh, I would love that.
I'm super excited.
I just have to tell you that currently, because we are trying to avoid bot invasion, it is by invite only, but that's not a problem because if you email me, I can invite you. And that's, so it's not a problem other than just emailing me. So
yes, thank you.
My email is cc@joinseeds.com.
And that way, if anybody wants an invite, they can just email you and get an invite. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I'd be happy to have more people getting into their own passion instead of being stuck in the system that's just defeating their passion.
Right. So absolutely.
I will let you go, my dear, but thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to staying connected.
Yes, you as well. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
You have been listening to the Teachable Soul podcast. You can find us on any social media platform, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram as The Teachable Soul, or on Twitter as Teachable Soul. Also, if you'd like to help support the show, you can find us at patreon.com/theteachablesoul. You can also visit our website for more information at theteachablesoul.com.